FM on your mobile and on your smart speaker. Radio Nova.
News for Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow.
It's 6 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Tara Duggan. More than 100,000 children were denied school screening dental appointments last year, with only half of them screened in 2023. Figures from the Irish Dental Association show a 31% fall in school children seen by public-only HSE dentists in the past 5 years. An extra 75 dentists are needed by the HSE to bring figures back to staffing levels of 2009. Speaking ahead of the association's national conference today, CEO Fintan Hourihan says in some children are only being seen once by a dentist throughout primary school.
This is a service that 30 years ago, the government said, we want to see children seen three times during their primary school days. Now, in many parts of the country, it's only once, and it tends to be in sixth class when they could be 10 or 11 years of age, which is way too late. And this is a service which is intended to target and to ensure that all children are seen.
Up to 50,000 Ryanair passengers are facing disruption today as the airline has been forced to cancel flights because of a strike by air traffic controllers in France. Up to 300 flights are affected, as Alan Cantwell reports.
Ryanair's CEO Michael O'Leary, while recognising the right of air traffic controllers to strike in France, said French flights should be hit by the action and not flights leaving Ireland going to Italy or flights from Germany to Spain. This, he said, is due to the failure of France to protect overflights during strike action. Most disrupted passengers are not flying to or from France, but will be overflying French airspace en route to other destinations. Ryanair is calling again on the EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen to take urgent action to protect overflights, which the airline says she has failed to do for the last 5 years.
Health experts from around the world will gather in Dublin today to try to find solutions to Ireland's cancer inequalities. The European Cancer Organisation and the Irish Cancer Society have released a report which found your chances of survival are highly dependent on where in the country you live. They're calling for renewed investment in the National Cancer Strategy to avoid going backwards in terms of treatments. Professor Mark Lawler from Queen's University in Belfast says they want to close the inequality gap.
What we mean is really the difference between the haves and the have-nots. Unfortunately, people who live in more deprived areas have worse outcomes than compared to people who are in less deprived areas. And that's a 9% gap. That's a big gap between the haves and the have-nots in relation to cancer.
The United Nations has reiterated its call for a fully independent investigation after scores of bodies were recovered in Khan Yunis. The Palestinian authorities say the mass graves containing up to 283 bodies are on the sites of the city's main hospital. Deputy spokesman for the UN Secretary General Farhan Haq says the reasons behind it must be found.
But an independent, effective and transparent investigation into the deaths at Nasser and Al-Shifa hospitals must be conducted. The World Health Organization has repeated its call for hospitals, health workers, patients and civilians to be protected and to have their basic human rights respected.
The US president has reiterated his support and commitment to Israel, meanwhile, as it continues to fight Hamas. More than $75 billion has been approved by US officials to aid Israel and Ukraine in their current conflicts. But President Biden says some of the aid will also go to Gaza.
With this aid, the United States is going to help replenish Israel's air defense and provide other critical defense so Iran can never carry out the destruction it intended with its attack 10 days ago. But at the same time, this bill significantly increases humanitarian assistance we're sending to the innocent people of Gaza who are suffering badly.
Finally, we're being encouraged to pick up a pen and explore our feelings on Poetry Day. Now in its 10th year, Poetry Ireland is holding hundreds of events to help everyone get involved. The organisation's Barry Lennon explains how.
So we've tons of events happening throughout the island today. There's walking tours, there's readings, there's workshops. We're in community gardens, we're in schools, we're in libraries, we're in community halls. We're all across different communities across the whole island. We've hundreds of events happening over the course of the day.
That's your news update.
Now, your seriously addictive breakfast continues with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe
on Radio Nova's Morning Glory.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, me that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Of a hat.
She's as elegant, playful as a pussycat.
Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of
class. Absolutely right. She's
out to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim, Queen and Killer Queen to start us off on a Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday it is. Look, nearly we're nearly there.
Nearly into it.
Come on.
Come on, you good thing. Come on. It's the time of the week where you start thinking you're looking at a horse race. Come on, now.
Yeah. And it's added.
Just two more fences.
It's added for PJ and myself because once this week's out of the way, then we're on the final run in for our holidays.
Holidays, yeah.
There'll be only another week to go.
And Jim's really looking forward to his holidays.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I know that Jim is really looking forward to his holidays.
Radio Nova. Seriously addictive.
Your eyes are wide, though your soul it can't be bought. Your mind can wander. Hello, hello.
Radio Nova with BJ and Jim. It's Morning Glory, of course, thanks to InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialist. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie, U2's Vertigo. 11 minutes past 6 o'clock morning, folks. Thursday, 25th of April. About to take on the celebrity birthdays today. Strap yourself in, ladies and gentlemen.
It's one of those,
I'm afraid so. Rant incoming. Incoming warning.
Okay, you're having a drink of water.
Okay,
here.
Yeah. Because you'll probably have a lot to say about this man. Legend though he is of the silver screen.
Yes.
It is the birthday of Hoo-ha!
Oh,
Al Pacino.
My God. It's Mr. Hoo-ha, Mr. Bluffer, Mr. What? Everything's the same every time.
Al Pacino.
And I've been getting away
hoo-ha.
With it. Hoo-ha! Oh, yeah, hoo-ha. Look at me. All you gotta do is hoo-ha.
Yeah. It's extraordinary.
Scent of a woman.
You must be one of the only people that that would ever call out Pacino.
Because
and De Niro.
And De Niro.
Because, I mean, Pacino, De Niro, and who will? I mean, I'm even struggling to think who most other people would put in their category of actor.
Because you can't think of them because all the rest of them are actually acting. They're actually acting. Meryl Streep would be up there, right? Fair enough, in that category, I think, I imagine.
Of those kind of like,
that super
just
actor,
the super
like,
level, yeah.
I guess what? She's not the same in every movie. She's different. She's different. Yeah. The two lads, ho-ha, whoa, yeah. And you're look at me, I just don't give no. It's the same, no matter what, absolutely ludicrous.
I have to say, they made quite a living from it, though.
They did.
And it's funny that a lot of their movies are regarded as classics.
Yeah.
Scarface and The Godfather and everything.
I will agree with you. It is funny. It is funny.
How did that happen?
Nobody knows.
Who knows?
Hoo-ha! That's how you do it. Yeah. You know, but there was a fella over here, right?
Yeah.
And he was, I'll never forget the laugh I had meeting him. He was once again into acting and all the whole lot, right?
Yeah.
He ended up, I met him, he was working in air conditioning at the time, the two of us were. So that'll show you, the comedian and the actor in air conditioning.
That's
right?
What happens over here. You know, like in Hollywood, you know, every waitress or whatever is waiting to become an actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Over here, if you can't get into acting, you go to air conditioning,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah. The one country in the world that no one has air conditioning, yeah. So we're working in air conditioning, right?
Yeah.
And he was saying that Al Pacino was over. In fact, you might remember this, he was talking in Trinity and all the time. And when he was here, he did an actor's workshop where some actors were selected to go and do a workshop with.
Right, wow.
And they're all in doing their best and all. And apparently he looked at them and had a big silence and goes, "That's what we got, huh? Well, call the acting police." That's what he says.
Oh my God.
"Call the acting police."
He got nasty, did he?
They were in there doing their best.
Wow.
"Call the acting police." But then he did ask your man, "What did you do?" And he says he filled his mouth with cotton wool and did a thing from The Godfather. In front of Al Pacino.
Now I'm on Al Pacino's side.
See,
I mean,
context is a great thing.
It is.
I was
so
saying,
he literally tried to do the Marlon Brando bit.
Yeah.
From
he filled up his mouth with cotton wool. I went,
"I'm going to make you a naffy."
"I'm going to make a naffy. You can't fush. I'm going to do that for you."
Yeah. And in the middle of it went, "Sorry, a bit of cotton wool just went through there.
I'm actually allergic."
Wow. Yeah. I'd have called the actor police for that myself.
There's two sides to that story, I'll tell you that much.
Right, stick an age on Al Pacino.
He's getting on. He's 83.
Oh!
He's 84.
Oh, ha! He's 84.
He's 84. Anyway.
For Al Pacino. Renee Zellweger, one of my famous acting friends, mates. You know what I mean?
Oh, you've met her, yeah.
Yeah.
She's Bridget Jones, isn't she?
She was.
Yeah, Bridget
And it was
Jones.
After the Bridget Jones movie that I met her, yeah.
Yeah, of course. When she was just talking to anyone.
Well,
Jim was filling up
his
mouth
to me.
He goes,
I never said anything about speaking to me.
Oh,
just
this is the... You were in the same...
It was the after party.
Atmosphere. You were in the same atmosphere.
Excuse me, right? She was literally on the same dance floor I was on.
Yeah.
It was literally just me.
But you were your back turned to her wearing a dicky bow saying, "Sorry, please, can you step by?"
A huge bouncer and a few hundred other people. Renee Zellweger, yeah. I mean, other than that, I don't know a lot about her. I mean, the Bridget Jones thing, whatever.
She seems
good
to keep to herself
actually,
the Bridget Jones stuff.
Very good
great.
In that Judy Garland thing. Very good. Did you see that?
No, what's that?
Will you stop taking my stuff?
Oh, sorry, I don't mean to. Sorry, I was just trying to go.
Unbelievable.
He gets pretty fernickety when you cross this. You know what Jim's like? Remember when you have a brother or a sister and all? and you draw a line down the centre of the room below.
Yeah, and you'll stay on that side.
And you'll get your stupid things off. Your shoe is halfway over the line. Stop it.
I need those things to press the buttons that make the machines work.
It's just so messy. That's Jim's to me. Stop.
But did you see that Judy Garland thing?
I didn't know. I don't know what it is, actually,
yeah,
I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's a biopic kind of thing. You know, she plays Judy Garland in this thing about her.
Oh.
She's very good in it. Very good in it.
But she is kind of great. You know, again, not unlike Al Pacino, unlike old Cottonhead, she makes an effort. She's versatile. You wouldn't know. I might have seen it, I wouldn't even know it was her.
Exactly that.
An actor, you know. Yeah. I'm going to say she's about 54 now.
Oh my God, again, what is going on with you today?
She's 53, is she?
55.
Half a fart in the book.
55 for Renée Zellweger. Bjorn Ulvaeus.
Ah, Mr. ABBA.
Mr. ABBA himself is celebrating his birthday today as well. Bjorn, who is the non... No, is he the beardy one? Benny is the...
I thought Bjorn was the beardy one.
Bjorn probably
is. That doesn't mean anything,
right,
though.
Yeah, he's the main man, really.
Yeah, the main, he's the sort of... that's why all the sort of ABBA tribute bands kind of tend to reference him. Bjorn again and all that sort of thing. And remember we were talking about him recently and we were saying there's an ABBA museum in Stockholm and there's a phone in the middle of it.
That's right,
and every so often, you might be once in a blue moon, might be once only in a year, the phone rings and anyone can answer it. And on the end of the phone is Bjorn from ABBA going, hello.
It doesn't have to be Bjorn. I think it can be any of them.
Oh, it can be any of them.
It can be any of them. Oh, yeah.
And he was like, hello, it's me. I'm Bjorn from ABBA. And they go, no way. Do Super Trooper.
Yeah.
Which is just definitely not a true story. I'm sorry, it's urban legend.
I don't know. I thought when we said it the last time, because it was...
Yeah, when we
said it
the last
time. I think we were talking about Agnetha Fallskog's birthday.
Exactly.
And we mentioned it.
We said it the last time.
And a few people text in saying it's true.
This is. Someone from Fermoy in Cork texts in and says, that is true, actually.
Fermoy? How do you remember?
Because I remember lawyers when I hear them. And they said, they said something like, I used to live there and it is true. Did you live in the museum or did you live close enough for the rumour? I would say there, though, is the thing.
And Adair, famously, are they still regarded as, what is it, Sweden's biggest export or something? Bigger
than Volvo. Isn't that bananas?
Yeah.
I suppose that's not going to change now. Volvo have gone fully electric. It's like
that's the end of them.
That's the end of them.
It's like ABBA became...
holograms.
Holograms.
Yeah.
And Volvo became electric.
Yeah. Sweden's not what it used to be, to be honest.
You used to get real musicians and real cars over here.
Yeah, now it's all...
It's all holograms and electricity and all.
I heard half of them are Norwegian anyway. I gotta say that Bjorn is 77.
79.
Ah, for God's sake.
79. Bro. Your eye is at least in today, to be fair to you.
I'm not a million miles away.
What about this? Fish.
Fish, yeah, fish.
How old is fish?
This sounds like a joke. Knock, knock, fish. Fish who?
Fish. Lead singer of Marillion.
Oh, yes.
Very Nova Nation.
Very Nova Nation, actually.
Marillion.
Yeah. What was their big hit?
Something or other.
Yeah.
Kaylee.
Kaylee.
Yeah.
It's too late to say I'm sorry.
That's the one.
And that one. They're good songs. I only really know their couple of hits.
Literally
a
that
handful
one.
Of hits.
What else? There's one other one, I think.
There was
that was
another
kind of
one.
A,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Was it, what's the name of the band? Is Marillion, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say they had a song called Marillion, but that would be stupid. That was the band.
Yeah. Maybe in the early days.
Yeah.
Anyway, Fish. Do you remember Fish?
I do remember him. He was a bit of a sort of... I'll be honest with you now. He was a poor man's meatloaf. And that's the truth.
I'm glad you said that.
That is the truth.
I was on the fence about saying that, but that's what I kind of got from it.
He was a poor man's meatloaf. He looked like him, kind of, but not as good. He sang like him, kind of, but not as good. You know, he performed like him, kind of, but not as good. He was... Yeah. And then where your man was called Meat... He was called Fish.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, given the choice, you never take the fish.
You never take fish. You're always going to be.
So I don't know. I'd say it's handsome. I got to say, he's about 60, 68.
Oh, I thought you were literally going to say it. 66.
For God's sake.
66 for Fish. A bit more, very much less Nova Nation, but definitely a bit more PJ Gallagher. Andy Bell is celebrating his birthday today.
Andy Bell?
Yeah. Does that ring a... No, I'm not even... Andy Bell, from Erasure.
Oh.
Erasure.
Oh, yeah. It's not the fellas that invented the telephone. I gotta say, Andy.
No, just to get this clear. Are you the fella that did the telephone, or are you the lad who did? Sometimes.
I'll see you a little. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Erasure. Were they ever on Forever Young? Did we ever see them at Forever Young? I don't think so. They probably...
They were. I think maybe they... I really have a feeling they were.
Yeah. I can't remember now, to be honest with you.
I can't remember now. I think they weren't even on the main stage, which makes me think maybe it was like...
Maybe it was the lad who invented the telephone. I was just doing a couple of covers. How are you doing, Palmerstown? I'm Alexander Graham Bell.
I'm Alexander Graham Bell. This is me singing into my invention.
Anyway, Andy Bell. Actually, I can give you help with this because it's a significant birthday for Andy Bell from Erasure.
Oh, God. Okay, he's 60 today.
Yes, he is.
Oh, God, man.
Right away from the music, onto the football. David Moyes is celebrating his birthday today. Moyesy himself.
And it's never been the same since he left, let's be honest.
Current West Ham coach. Doing well with West Ham.
Doing well with West Ham,
well,
yeah.
Apart from the other day, did they get thumped the other day, did they?
Oh, they were, maybe, but here's hoping that... Here's hoping actually Arsenal thump them. Is that no? It's not Arsenal to have them. Who's playing them?
Liverpool, I think, have them. Do they?
Liverpool. That's right. Liverpool have them. Go on the Hammers. Go on the Hammers. I'm been this excited since the invention of the telephone. Go on the Hammers.
That's right. Yeah. David Moyes, like, you know, in fairness, did a hell of a job at Everton first time.
Yeah.
Not a great job, you know.
Not a great job.
And then
United,
had weird kind of things.
Not many people have done any good since, though, to be fair. Yeah. Like, so.
And it didn't go well for him at Sociedad or Sunderland or anything. But fairness, the West Ham thing.
Yeah, the West Ham thing has worked.
Although
out.
They don't like him. There's rumours that they're trying to get rid of him.
Right, yeah. That is kind of his pattern. That's what he does, yeah. So he walks around upsetting people. A bit of an Al Pacino. Yeah. It's like turning. He is like a fella turning up to Al Pacino's acting class with a mouthful of cotton wool.
Doing the scene from The Godfather.
I'm going to give you a result you can't even understand. David Moyes.
Moyesy himself.
David Moyes is what? Oh, that's hard because I think he looks younger. He's 66. No.
Bit younger again, 61.
All right, okay.
61 for David Moyes. And then the final one is William Roach, MBE. Do you know who that is?
No, William Roach.
William Roach, famously for years and years and years, Ken Barlow.
Ken Barlow. Oh, yeah. I was never a big fan, though. Yeah, but I do know
he's
MBE.
I think he's probably been acting for 70 years.
He's part of British culture, isn't he? Because he's been acting on Coronation Street for as long as there's been a Coronation Street.
And I think his son is an actor as well, from what I can remember.
Yeah, he's been doing episodes back when there were Spitfires and all. You know, Coronation Street and go, oh, the Germans dropped on us.
I mean, literally, that man has been in... There's people's lives in England now. That man has been in their lives.
For their,
A minimum of two or three times a week for...
Generational.
Yeah, literally. They've watched him grow old. Yeah. They've kind of aged with him.
Yeah, it's gas, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, a fair play to him. And
you do realise at this point, John in Kilkenny is trying to dream of something he can say about the Young Offenders Christmas special.
I know, he is. I'd rather sit through 43 years of Coronation Street, basically, so... From start to finish, then watch.
Yeah. I only watched a half an hour of the Christmas special and it aged me, I tell you.
I tell you something, I've never got over. Even my kids were crying.
Right. Ken Barlow from Coronation Street. How old is he?
He's 84.
92. Oh, 92.
Blimey almighty.
It's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Radio Nova.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
That's an 80s classic.
And so are these.
I'm Dee Woods, and I'll be here this Friday night with 3 hours of the most essential 80s classics of all time. We call it Friday Night 80s.
And it starts at 7.
Friday Night 80s.
Seriously addictive.
On Radio Nova.
Discover the bite of your life with Deliveroo. It's been under your nose this whole time. But where? Just around the corner, getting dished up into a bucket of crispy golden goodness. Or at that super secret burger place, serving mouthfuls of meaty miracles. We leave no menu unturned, no noodle unslurped. That bite could be anywhere. Oh wait, here it is. Order the best of your neighborhood. Deliveroo. It's all on your doorstep.
For I am the voice of the people.
The Legend of Luke Kelly. A celebration of the memory and music of an Irish musical hero. Live at Lost Lane, Adam Court, just off Grafton Street, Saturday, May 11th. Following sellout performances in Ireland and Europe, the acclaimed Chris Kavanagh and band return home for a must-see show. Don't miss The Legend of Luke Kelly, Saturday, May 11th at Lost Lane, Dublin. Tickets €25 plus booking fee from eventbrite.ie.
Working in the trade, you need suppliers you can always rely on, and ETAG will never let you down. We're number one for construction supplies, stocking all the fixings, insulation, drywall, power tools, and general building supplies you'll ever need to get the job done. And we can deliver them next day too, with the technical knowledge you need and the friendly, excellent service you want. Why go anywhere other than ETAG? See our latest offers at etag.ie. ETAG. Consider it done.
Need expert vehicle repairs? Stat? Go to Auto Doctor. Need precision and attention to detail? Trust Auto Doctor. Need a fair, honest price? Go to Auto Doctor. At Auto Doctor Swords, the health of your vehicle is our obsession. From tyres, 3D wheel alignments, diagnostics and full servicing to NCT repairs, brake pads, suspension and exhaust repairs. Find Auto Doctor at Unit 3, Feltrum Business Park, Swords. Monday to Friday till 6 p.m, Saturday till 5. Phone 524273636 or see autodoctor.ie.
Welcome to Progressive College, the leading provider of QQI accredited awards for level 5 and 6. Enroll now for upcoming spring courses, including healthcare support QQI level 5, early learning and care QQI level 5 and 6, and special needs assistant training QQI level 5 and 6. And explore our latest programme, Certificate in Special Education QQI Level 7 Special Purpose Award. Discover the future of education. Visit progressivecollege.ie.
Looking for real choice? Leave diesel behind and make the move to Toyota Hybrid Electric at Toyota Sandyford. World-leading hybrid electric technology. Lower emissions driving with the widest choice of hybrid electric models from Ireland's best-selling car brand, including the stylish Yaris Cross and the powerful RAV4 with flexible payment options available. Make the move today at Toyota Sandyford, the home of hybrid electric. Toyota, built for a better world.
Luxury has arrived at Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge. Fraser's has joined our collection, making an incredible 80 stores for you to explore, including Sports Direct, M&S, H&M, Zara, River Island and New Look, as well as Irish brands The Kilkenny Shop, Carrick Down and Pamela Scott. And with 16 eateries, including Milano, Nando's and Fujiyama, plus a six-screen cinema, you can really make a day of it. There's nothing quite like Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge. See whitewatersc.ie.
Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Only on Radio Nova. Seriously addictive.
With the sun.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim Stand from REM. 6:32, let's get the latest headlines. Here's John.
Radio Nova.
News update.
Good morning. The Irish Prison Officers Association say issues like overcrowding, drugs and attacks on staff are only worsening. Egypt says it will not allow Gazans to be pushed across the border from Rafah after confirmation from Israel it will proceed with its offensive there. The US Supreme Court will hear oral hearings in a case taken by Donald Trump that he should be immune from prosecution. The United Nations has reiterated calls for a fully independent investigation after scores of bodies were recovered in Khan Yunis. Attempts to amend the gambling regulation bill to exempt charity draws from the TV advertising ban were defeated in the Dáil last night. US President Joe Biden said America would continue to support Israel and Ukraine and would never walk away from its allies. More than 100,000 children were denied school screening dental appointments last year. And up to 50,000 Ryanair passengers face disruption as the airline's been forced to cancel flights amid an air traffic control strike in France. A terrible night for Liverpool, beaten 2-0 by near neighbours Everton in the Merseyside derby. The Toffees dominating, swarming all over the Reds. Goals coming in that match from Jarrod Brantwaite and Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Elsewhere, wins for Manchester United, Bournemouth and for Crystal Palace. Manchester City can move within a point of leaders Arsenal by beating Brighton tonight. And four Irish boxers, including Kelly Harrington, can upgrade their guaranteed bronze medals at the European Championships in Belgrade today. A dry start with cloud and sunny spells. Cloudy with scattered showers later on today. A cooler day with temperatures in light winds of 9 or 10 degrees. You're up to date on Radio Nova.
My money in the old town. It's not the same, honey, when you're not around. I've been spending my time in the old town. I sure miss you, honey, now you're not around. Now you're not around this old town.
Is Morning Glory with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe
on the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. Streets, 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills, 'cause she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses the wind. And I never worry, now that is a lie. I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love, take me all the way. I don't ever wanna feel like I did that day. Take me to the place I love, take me all the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's hard to believe that there's nobody out there. It's hard to believe that I'm all alone. At least I have heard of
PJ and Jim under the bridge from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Morning, folks. 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. By the way, we were talking about Erasure, Andy Bell's birthday today, celebrating his 60th birthday today. Yeah. We were wondering about Forever Young.
Yes.
The bomber's been on to put us straight.
Fuck. Yeah.
He's been on to put us straight. They headlined on the Saturday night.
Oh,
the bomber says.
Right, okay, yeah. There you go.
And he's quite the Mr. Forever Young.
I know he is, sure.
Which is kind of unusual.
He hasn't a single memory that went beyond 1989.
But I was going to say, it's unusual because, like, Forever Young's a very joyous event. You know what I mean?
It is very
joyous. It's a very sort of, like, happy, upbeat, joyous kind of, you know, type of people coming together, you know, and it's... You know, and there's no hint of Morrissey at all.
Well, this is it. I know.
Now, in fairness, I suppose the last time when we were all getting dragged out of the mud, He was probably most at home then.
Well, I actually remember talking to Sharon, the organiser, last time, and we were chatting away, and we were saying to her, you know, it's the greatest event, it's such a feel-good event, you know, it's really different. Yeah. It's so much more probably, the sun can come and everything, and you sit there, there's deck chairs, it's all that, there's no pressure. Everybody just gets along. And I do remember I said at one point, there's always one, isn't there? And she says, oh my God, there is. And we're after forgetting them. Text the bomber. That's what she said. So, wow. Yeah. So there you go.
Mr. Forever.
And in fairness, anyway. He did make it perfect, you know.
Yeah.
By being the one. But, you know.
The one.
Yeah, yeah. He was the one. Yeah. The fella who came and was delighted that it would last rain and there was a sack of cans and the second day was cancelled. You know. Lifting everyone's spirits by going, sure, that was bound to happen and all. You know?
He's a devotee. He's a devotee of Forever Young.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me now if he's one of those lads that has shares in it now. You know the way you can buy shares in it or something now?
Well, there you go. In fact, I'm willing to put my own money on it that he does, and that's why it's had nothing but trouble for the last few years.
Dave in Thailand said there's a little picture of him enjoying the pool in Thailand.
Ah, oh, good
Dave,
on you.
Dave, you didn't see my son, did you? Dan's over there.
Oh, yeah, that's right, young.
Mind you, he's just left. I think they've just moved from Thailand to Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
On the next leg of their
On the next
adventures.
Leg of their... They're running away. The next generation of Drive-By Jimmy, he's just... has to disappear for a little while. He's getting around, you know.
He's on his holidays.
Well, that's what they call it, yeah.
Happy Friday's
Eve. Funny, a new word for the witness protection program.
Bad. Happy Friday's Eve, lads. Heading on the Brothers Stag this weekend to Westport.
Oh.
Joe Natalone, you love a stag, don't you?
Oh, two things I love.
You'd rather sit with the bomber in a West Forever Young.
I'd buy him pints for the night. I would.
Then go on a stag.
I'll tell you something, Bob. I'd rather sit there and come and throw compliments at the bomber for the whole night.
Wow, that's saying something. Yeah. Susan's been on. Good morning, Jim and PJ. Listening to you from Fuerteventura on me holidays.
Beautiful. I hope it's deadly for you.
Enjoying the podcast and listening on the player. Wasn't it just lovely, the football results last night?
They wasn't were very, wasn't it?
They were
it
very
amazing?
Good, Susan. Well
wasn't
done on spotting
beautiful?
That.
Beautiful. Gee, it all went well. Newcastle, boom.
I didn't hear any of it until this morning. I didn't know anything. Follow any of the results last night.
It's not. I came in this morning and Jim goes to me and says, I've been in a bad mood all week, but you're in for a treat, he goes. There you go. And he wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the results? Check them out.
Check them out.
It'll guess, cheer you up no end.
And guess who's not in a bad mood anymore? Knees rubbers.
And Max been on to say good morning. And Ambius Dave spotted what the return of the new offenders, I was going to say.
The new offenders.
Actually,
well, I suppose,
to be honest with you, that's not a bad.
That's a good idea. That's a good spin-off show.
Wow, the new offenders.
Yeah, that's a good spin-off show.
Don't steal that now. I might write that down.
Don't worry, I'm...
The new offenders.
The new offenders. Yeah, May 10th, though, the old offenders are coming back out, yeah, on BBC One, so there you are.
Yeah, you won't be able to see it on RTE yet.
No, RTE...
Mind you, we do have a little something-something up our sleeve on that, potentially, but we'll tell you more about that.
No way.
John of Finglas has been on. He's on the countdown. 8 months to Christmas.
There you go. This is what happens. This is crazy.
This is what happens.
Yeah, there you go. Once you know that, you know. There you go. Can we just talk about the young offenders again, please? I was in a good mood.
Margaret in Fermoy has been on to say it wasn't me, anyhow, from Fermoy who texted in.
What's no, that? We know it wasn't you. That was, I was talking about the crazy person.
Oh, the ABBA.
Who texted us about the ABBA Stockholm Museum.
Actually,
don't worry, Margaret, we know it wasn't you. It was
Alex
some other
the Cheese header. Lady has been on about that.
Well, right, yeah.
Yeah. She's not happy with you at all. She says, enough of the slagging of the Swedes now, lads.
I beg your pardon, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean this.
Okay, we may have dragged Volvo into it. We live in Gothenburg, so don't mind any slagging of Stockholm. We do it all the time. It's mad to think that that happens in other countries as well.
Isn't it? Everywhere
like, you know, the banter that would be here, but say here in Cork or...
Everywhere
or wherever, anywhere.
Yeah, I remember when I used to do loads of stand-up and you'd get these hack stand-ups, right? They'd have routines, right?
Mm.
That would just be about, hey, this town... Thank God we're not in that town. And that's what they do. They come in and say, so who do we hate? You know, if
right.
there's not. And then they'd get up and they'd do a joke and it wouldn't go well or whatever. And they'd go, oh, well, I walked really good in Gothenburg last night. Eh? They says you a lot of the users wouldn't like it. And you're like, oh, right, here we go. You know, just something.
Anyway, Alex the Cheese Lady and the rest of the Irish-Swedish crew. That's hard. That's quite hard to say.
Irish.
You sound like you're slagging them.
You do, don't you?
You sound like you're trying to... And you're not.
Irish.
Hi, are you the Irish Swedish? Anyway, good to know you're along.
You Irish Swedish. The Irish Swedish.
This is Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Radio Nova. Nova Drive with Pat Courtney.
World Mushroom Day. No, it's a fact. Look it up. Very special day for management and for governments everywhere. World Mushroom Day. They all make an extra special effort to keep us all in the dark and feed us on. Yeah, anyway, you know.
Driving you home. Weekdays from 3 on Radio Nova.
With Honda. Self-charging, show-stopping, stand back and stare. Shh. It's the new Honda CR-V Hybrid. Visit Honda.ie.
Explore the mysterious motivations behind the chilling deeds of serial killers, psychopaths and stalkers. Delve into the intricate workings of the criminal mind with City College's Professional Diploma in Criminology and Forensic Psychology, hosted by criminologist John Dean O'Keefe. Join us every Wednesday evening for 10 weeks. Classes are held in Dublin City Centre and are also accessible online. For more details, visit citycolleges.ie. City Colleges. Professional education.
Want to get rid of your old scrap car but not sure how? Turn it into money now and bring it to us at Kilcock Car Dismantlers. We weigh and then pay. Certificates of destruction issued on all vehicles, ensuring deregistration with Department of Transport and total peace of mind. We buy all types of scrap metal with top rates paid. Can't get the car to us? No problem. We can collect. Go to KilcockCarDismantlers.ie for more info. If vehicle is collected, scrap value is forfeited in lieu of collection cost. Kilcock Car Dismantlers is a fully licensed vehicle take back facility. Proof of ownership required.
Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. Coming to Lost Lane, Adam Court, just off Grafton Street, May 25th. As Europe's only tribute to Stevie Nicks, Vicky Martin invites you on an enchanting journey through Stevie's biggest ever hits, from Fleetwood Mac to the present day. A hauntingly authentic live show not to be missed. Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. May 25th at Lost Lane. Tickets €28 plus booking fee from Eventbrite.
That's the sound we love to hear. The sound of our children playing happily. But if you've got to work or can't look after them for a while, what then? Simple. Just visit suresitter.com. We're Ireland's top childcare platform, and we'll help you find trusted, local childminders, nannies, babysitters, and au pairs. Suresitter.com was founded by Irish parents for parents, and it's free to join and free to post jobs. Suresitter.com. Trusted, recommended childcare made easy.
The Grafton Barber have now opened 4 new stores. One in Monkstown Village beside Goggins Pub, Walkinstown Roundabout beside PTSB, Florentine Centre in Bray, and Adamstown in Lucan. And to celebrate, we're offering you a chance to try these stores for less. Just visit graftonbarbers.com, sign up to the club, and you'll receive a unique discount for Monkstown, Walkinstown, Bray, or Adamstown, meaning you and your family can experience the art of grooming for less. The Grafton Barber. Barbers to gentlemen and their sons.
Whatever the weather, however quick it changes, you'll be prepared for any outdoor adventure with 53 degrees north. Because, as we like to say, there's no such thing as bad weather when you've got good gear. And with top outdoor brands like the North Face, Columbia, Patagonia, and more, we have everything you need to stay happy when you're out. So get ready for adventure at 53 degrees north in Blanchardstown and Carrick Mines, or online at 53degreesnorth.ie.
My bathroom is my sanctuary, a place to relax. And if you're looking for bathroom inspiration, you'll find it at bathroomworld.ie. As well as ordering our quality products online, come visit us in-store at your nearest branch of DPL, where you can shop for all your bathroom requirements from our award-winning showrooms. Bathroom World at DPL, Irish-owned with over 50 years' experience. Get big savings in the Bathroom World online sale, now on at bathroomworld.ie.
Morning Glory.
Seriously addictive breakfast. Weekday 6 to 10 with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
On Radio Nova.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
This is Morning Glory with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe
on the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask. Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces. Road leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces.
Radio Nova with PJ and Jim, Elton John, I'm Still Standing. Daryl's been on. Bad news, I'm afraid. M50 southbound between junctions 5 and 6. I think that's Finglas and Blanchardstown, if memory serves. Lane 3, there's a collision there. So southbound on the M50 between Finglas and Blanchardstown, a collision in lane 3. Thanks, Daryl. 087-1818-100 if you want to give us a shout at any stage. On the way, no question, two big, big events happening today. One, of course, in about a half an hour, a little over a half an hour's time, 14 and a half €1,000 going on the line for the Nova Noise. The first play at the brand new time of 7:30, of course, and with the Gallagher Grand, $14,500.
Unbelievable.
For you to win. That's huge. And after 8 o'clock this morning, speaking of thousands of euro, we will find out who will be the winner of either the ball or the bag.
And we'll find out exactly what that is, what it means, and how it's going to go. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. What exactly is represented? What fabulous prizes are represented by the ball and the bag, and who will win it? We'll find out after 8 o'clock today.
Morning Glory with Pete.